Well, Simon, they said the caliph, that is just against the lotion of the Mechaber Sif Beis. Zman of the Sudish Lishis, Mishiagia Zman Haminchem, Tahainu Mishesh Shois Umechsa Ulamailo. That is from after half an hour after Chatzos. So the Mechaber paskins that one is not Mekayim Sudah Shlishis till Zman Minchem. The Mekayim of the Mechaber is a Gemara Mesechtes Psochem. The Gemara says a Mesechtes Psochem that Erev Pesach Shechaliyos B'Shabbos so Mishairin Mozain Shtei Sudeis. So Shabbos is Erev Pesach. So Friday we leave over two Sudeis of Chometz. Mishairin Mozain Shtei Sudeis. The two Sudeis is the Sudeis Halaylo. And the second Suda is the Suda Shachris. So the Shaila is in what's with Shalash Sudas. So the Mechaber learned the Suda Shlishis is Efter Chatzos Chometz is also. So we can't say Mishairin Shalash Sudas. Because the third Suda, you can first be Yotze after Chatzos, and then Chometz is also. So that's why you only leave over two Sudas of Chometz. Mishairim Shtei Sudas. So that's the Makar. You're not Yotze if you eat the Suda Shlishis before Chatzos. The Bach in Simen Tov Mem Dalet brings down Ashitas HaYireim. The Yireim said, no, you could be Yotze before Chatzos Suda Shlishis. Now what it says, Mishairim Beis Sudois, means Beis Sviois. Suda is a lotion of Sviyah. Sadata the Libo. So your Mishayel, two sviyos, that means two meals with which you can become zat. And the second meal you'll divide up in the morning. You mechalik the sudas, so you eat two sudas in the morning, so the third sudas yaitse sudas shlishis. So this is the Shitas HaYireim, and therefore it's brought down in Hilchos Pesach that if one can divide the Suda Erev Pesach in the morning before the Zman Isser of Chometz, one should do this. So according to the Shitas HaYireim, it'll be Mekayim three Sudas with Pas. So that's brought down in Simen Tov Mem Dalet. But that's not like the Mechaber. The Mechaber holds, that's in the Mechaber learned Kibshutoi, Misharim Beis Sudois. So from here we see that the third Sudi can only be Yotze after Chatzos, and therefore you can eat Chometz after Chatzos. Perhaps we can tell over a Maise. They said over, I think, by the Levaya, Batadi, Karamotre, Schwab, Zechene, Levroche, the year before his Ptirim, it came out that Shabbos was Erev Pesach. And he said he's only going to eat one Suda. He won't split the Suda and eat two Sudas. And they asked him why. So he says, because he doesn't have koyach to bench twice. Some of the kalimot, that means, by us, that's no problem to bench twice. By him, the benching was an avoide. It was less than a year before his petira, so he was very weak, so he didn't have koyach to bench twice, so he held. The shidur is to have one suda b'yoytze the shita samachaber and bench with kavonim. Al kavonim, this is the shita samachaber. Now let us go further. Agor, let us see the Gemara. Yesh oimrim, the also lishtois mayim bein mincha lemayrev b'shabbos. The one is not permitted to drink water between mincha and mayrev. The os chayz rois and the shamas legehenim, because the shamas are preparing to go back to Gehenim. We'll see. We'll elaborate when we see the Mishnah Berurah. But let's just learn the Gemara Kipshutai. The Gemara says that it is also to drink water between Mincha and Ma'ariv. Va'al kain. Ein lechel suda shlishis bein Mincha l'Ma'ariv. That means, if we're going to eat, start the Suda Shlishis Bein Mincha L'Mayrev, so it comes out he's going to eat the Suda Shlishis in the Zman of Bein Hashmoshes. And if he eats the Suda Shlishis, then normally one gets thirsty and he'll drink some water in the middle of the Suda Shlishis. And others say one should not drink water bein mincha l'mayre. Val kein, so we have a problem. That means if you're going to eat the suda shlishis bein mincha l'mayre, normally this will bring about you're going to drink water, and one should not drink water bein mincha l'mayre in Shabbos. Al kain, so this first day you holds, ein lechel suda shlishis bein mincha l'mayrev. So you don't need suda shlishis after mincha. Ela yoichel oisa kaida mincha. You eat it before mincha. Before mincha there's no shayla. See suda shlishis, then you daven mincha. And then al kaponim you're full and you're not thirsty anymore. And then bein mincha l'mayrev you won't drink any water. We'll talk about it. We'll see. Now others say, so this is the first bayah. Others say, this is the Rambam Shita, the Tur, that the Yaisa Taiv Lispalam and Chetchila. No. It is proper that Suda Shlishi should be after Mincha. Fine. So we have our machlokes, when Suda Shlishis is before Mincha or after Mincha. Zok the Gemara, v'chei noigim lechatchile b'chol medinais eilu. That's the minig in these medinas, after Mincha, we wash for shalosh sudas. We have a problem over here, though. The first day you mentioned, if you're going to eat shalosh sudas between mincha l'mayrev, you're going to get thirsty and you're going to drink water, so that's a problem. In order to not get involved in this problem, we didn't elaborate yet, but that neshamas achayzris legehenim. So one should make sure they should not drink water from a river. Avol babay yishori. But if you have water in your house, you are not taking water from the rivers. Bein mincha l'mayrev. You have already water there in the house, bottled water, no problem. We'll see first what we have to first learn the Gemara and the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll see. V'choshkein shamashkin deshori. Other drinks are zichemuta. The holy says mayim mina nahoris. Now there's a third day. The ain osa alatech shneim osa chaydish al obim v'imoy. This whole issa to drink water because of the neshamas, which are chayzer legehenim. That is dafke if he's in yud base chaydish al avivim. That means if his parents died in the yud base chaydish, he's an avil. This person is not allowed to drink water. So the whole issue of drinking water is an avil al aviv ayimay misayich yud beis chaydish. But like this, that means the Gemara is telling us the meaning is we wash and we each shall should this be mincha l'mayriv. We have here a problem. So Percy said the problem is only if you drink from the nar. If you have water in the house, there's no problem. And then others say the whole problem b'chlal is not negeya, only an omul aloviv ayalim b'sechid b'sechidis. V'yesh oimrim, and there's another day, the isol zeh shoshti yismayim, einei rak b'erim Shabbos. It's only erim Shabbos, not by mincha l'mayriv in Shabbos, nor by mincha l'mayriv erim Shabbos. Now we'll see the Mishnah Brura. We'll try to get some clarity in this inyan. Zakt the Mishnah Brura Sivkot Meches. By mincha l'mayriv, da'oz chayzreis. So this already is a problem. By mincha l'mayriv, we have to know the Rishoyim are taken out of Gehenim in Shabbos, and they go back to Meitzoy Shabbos. Now here it says by mincha l'mayriv, the neshamas achoyzreis l'Gehenim. By mincha l'mayriv is still Shabbos. So the Mishnah Brura says, "Rotsa loimam da'oz kogayv lizman achazor legehenim." It's getting close. That's true. Vaytzoy Shabbos, the neshamas return to Gehenim, but by mincha l'mayriv, many the neshamas realize where they're going back to. The Isa b'medrash. Kol ha-shoyse mayim b'shabes bein ha-shmo-shoyse. That's by mincha l'mayriv, kilo goizel k'oivov ha-meisim, v'ayim b'moltchai perik arvei psochim boirech. Look in the moltchai. I'd like to mention a few nekudis what the moltchai brings down. The moltchai, arvei psochim, says as follows. Isa b'medrash, Kol ha-shoyse mayim b'mincha b'shabes, ki ilu goizel kroivov ha-meisim. He's taking away from his kroivim, which are meisim, mimnei, sheheim shoysim k'sheim roitzim lazer lidinim. That means they're going into a hot gehenim for a week. So before they go to the Gehenna, they want to saturate themselves with a lot of water. And for some reason, that was beyond my comprehension, a Korev who will drink water somehow is taking away from their supply. How this works, I don't know, but I'll compone them. Right? So therefore, this is a medrash. The medrash says like this, and that's what it is. Now he brings down, the Malta brings down Harab Meir. Who was this Harab Meir? Avi Rabbeinu Tam. He was the father of the Rabbeinu Tam. Lucia was Mestama, one of the cities in France. He's Chilu Lechel.
People, it's things
which are beyond our comprehension. They drink water. So in Lucia, they started eating shalashudis by minzal amayrev. Right? And all of a sudden, things were happening in Lucia that meant those people were dying. And Shepishu. So they stopped. They stopped this new anhoge. Baruch Hashem, no more tzolakos. So Kaponim, they saw that this is a sakonim. If you eat bring minchel amayrim, and that means you drink water also, with a sakone involved, so Mamela and they stopped, and the sakone stopped. Right. V'hoda oma, now the motre continues. Kol ha-shoyse, heinu davke kroivov shemisabel aleim, davke viyez ha-korev, that he's a novel on them, so then somehow, whatever he takes away from them. Avol machine loy, but some say if he's not an novel, so no problem. Only the first 12 chadoshim shana shoma oila v'yeredes beguf. Avol tzvei, what? Yeah, I don't know. Before he said, Davke Kroivo Vishemisabo Lema Machina Loi, speaking about a father, mother, and you, I don't know. Al Yud Beis Chadoshim, Shaneshoma Oile Vyeredes Beguf, Avul Trey Loi. Avulom Noguli Zoyer Afla Ache Yud Beis Chadosh. The Oilam is Nizah, this Rabbeinu Yechiel says he holds only for 12 months. The Oilam is Nizah for after 12 months. The Rabbeinu Mishulam Hil Hinig Biroi, these are from the Gedali Rishonim. Lacher Mincha, Rabbeinu Mishulam said, Yehid after Mincha, that's when Yishalah should this. Vishalach loy Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam had a Kabbalah from his father, that in Lucia they decided eating after Mincha and it was no good. Lama Isa came, why are you doing this, eating after Mincha? Veheshiv loy, so Rabbeinu Meshulam said, Ki motzo b'medrish shaloi, It's not in his medrash, it's not in Shabbos, it's Erev Shabbos by Mincha L'mayrev. The time of, why are they drinking, was it? They're going out from Gehenna, Erev Shabbos. So why are they drinking water? Now it's... The time of Mishum da Yefin min hadin she sovlu kol ha-shemua. They're coming out from Gehenim. They went to a week loyaleinu. So they're very, very thirsty. So they'd want to drink a lot of water to somehow to get back to their kashrus. L'kacho yemakrid lishtois b'mincha b'erev Shabbos. So upon him, this is the Molchai, which brings down these different shittas. Rabbeinu Mishulim said it's only Yosef Erev Shabbos. And these are the shittas, which we all again see the Mishnah Berurah on them. Now, I'd like to mention, before we go further, we have here a Ramah that brings down different shita, Dabka Minan Horis, and then another water is Mutter. I'd like to mention two more shitas. The Kaf HaChaim brings down from the Arizal Ha'arizal, Shwizer Ma'oi, Shalai Lishtais Mayim Kaidam Havdalah. You shouldn't drink water before Havdalah. Va'oma. And the Arizal said, Ki Ashoise Mayim Bein Hashmoshais shel Moitzoi Shabbos before Avdolah, Yomus Paskara. Aval, im hoya oichel besude gimel, so the Arizal we have a chumre and a kule. If he's in the middle of Sude Shlishis, v'nim shecha sudas ishroi leimar Avdolah, Yochalishtois b'soy chasude koydam havdole ve'im bekachlo. So the Arizal said as follows, that if he's in the middle of the Sude, there's no problem whatsoever. So the Arizal was mekel to drink water in the middle of the Sude. But after the Sude, before havdole, he benched already, before havdole, So in Shulchan Aruch it says in Reish Tzadik Tes, one is not allowed to drink other mashkois before Havdolah, but water one is allowed to drink. And that Arizal said, but it's a sakone. It's a sakone to drink water if you finished Shalishudis and you're thirsty. Now it's before Havdolah, you're not allowed to drink water. Shalish says, Mayim Kaidim Havdolah. That's one sheet there. But Leida Gisa, we have a kula that in the middle of Shalashudis, no problem. In Orchais Rabbeinu, they bring down from the Chazenish and the Saipla, Amor de Kezach. Hodi Isa Bishulchan Orech, Shemuta Lishta Ismayim, Lifnei Havdolah. I know mitam isar havdola, you're allowed to drink wine. Avol yeshna hasakone hamuve b'remo, aremo, with a sakone, to drink mayim, umahaitaima osar miashkiye ad tseisa kechobim, from the ski until Seisa Kov, which means all the Zman of Bein Moshe is to Lailo, Afilu B'Sei Chasude. Here he was Machmel. This is, here we have, V'Achar Seisa Kechovim, but the minute it's after Seisa Kechovim, it's night already. Ruta, Mayim, Afilu Achar B'Sei Samosim. V'Lifnei Abdolah. The chain nagu b'fnei moron nachazenish. We have here a psak from the Chazenish. The Chazenish was machmel from the zman of the shkia till tseisa kechavim. Yeah, shalishudis, not shalishudis. And we see from the Rama also that we said the Arizal was mekel in shalishudis, but the Rama was machmel. The Rama brings down a chumra over here in shalishudis. But he makes maybe after from a no. But I'll call on him. The Chazenish was machma to drink water from the Shki until Tzeis HaKechom. After Tzeis HaKechom, after you bench already, now you can drink water to your heart's desire, because it's not by Nash Moshe's. And the Stipler said, Af da haremo kosav rak mayim min ahores, The Rama said that it's only also water from rivers. We come mokim ichmiru gam b'mayim ha'kelim shebabayis. Apachad. Here, so the stipler was machmam of water b'kelim also. V'sha'altiv Haim teik amayim linyin asakona de bein ashmoshi. So, the Mechaba Borges Rabbeinu Rabhorovitz asked the stipo, what about tea? Is that mayim? Said he doesn't know. But he personally didn't drink tea, and so he also didn't drink. Fine. So now we have over here, we have here different shittas. We have here a whole bunch of shittas al kaponim. We have here the Rama that was machma on water from a river. Like this Mayim Shebabayis, he was mekel. We have here in Beinah Shemoshe, in the middle of Shalosh Shudis, we gave the Arizal was Mekel in Shalosh Shudis, Bechlal Mora, but after Shalosh Shudis, he was Machma before Abdullah, that's the Arizal, and the Chazaynish was Machma the whole Beinah Shemoshe, your Shalosh Shudis, in Shalosh Shudis, he was Machma, Afilu Mayim Sheba Bayis. And, but afterwards, if it was Laila, then the Chazanish was Mekel. These are the Shittas, and the Piskei Tshuvah brings down, what about tap water? Really, we don't have water from a river, we have water from a reservoir. So he said, the Olam is Machma. And tap water that's similar to Mayim Shebinaholis. So Mayim Shebikalim we have here, there are Mekilim. There's the Ramah, that's Mekel. The Ramah is Mekel, and then we have the Arizal is also Mekel. What?
Water and Kalim?
Before the Shkia. Before the Shkia, no, before the Shkia.
Yes, before Kalim.
Yeah, then according to the Ramah, it should be good. Yeah.
Don't have any fast guys.
What?
Don't have any guys running ahead.
What do you mean running ahead?
You know, in other words, the passion wasn't it? You have a couple of guys ahead, a couple of shums ahead.
No. It's Beinah Shkiel, it tastes like a home. That's when it becomes Beinah Shmoshes already, then it gets, then the heat is on. As for Tronim, they're looking. So we have here these shittas. There's a mokim lismach lahoko al kaponim. It's zikha not kedai to take tap water unless we have the rizal that's mekel. The rizal was mekel and dos, but the rizal was machma after shalosh shudis. After shalosh shudis, and the hazanish was mekel after shalosh shudis. He was machma in shalosh shudis. So that's it. So bottled water. So the Stipler said that even though the Gemara says it's Mutter, we're Machma, that our brother knows his anogas, but we have here the Gemara that was Mekel. We have a Gemara that was Mekel. We have our Arizal in the middle of. That means after Shalosh Shudis, before it says, after Shalosh Shudis, it gets more scary, perhaps. Then we lost the head of the Arizal. The Arizal was Mekel and Shalosh Shudis, and afterwards he was Machmel.
So, you
want
to
learn about Shita Havilda?
Because
these are several sort of them,
too.
Yeah. We're going to learn later about
it. Avoid the problem. He's telling me, well, there's any problem with the end of the Shita Havilda, because
of 100%.
So, tells me that he's in the shop for the show.
We're going to learn about that. Considering the city, we're going to learn about soon. He was Machma by Soda. The Stipler was Machma by Soda. Right, though. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Valkein Ein Lechel. So now the Ramah says, the Ramah started off by saying, since the Medrash says that the Neshomis are Hagavuchia, we'll say maybe we'll deviate a little, but I saw an Orchis Rabbeinu, the Chazaynish, when it came to Davin Meirev, he stalled for time. He didn't, not all the time, he stalled a little bit more. And they asked him why he stalled. So he said, look, let's give the Rishoyim a little bit more time to stay out of Gehenim. Let's give them more time. So someone told the Chazaynish that you're worried about the Rishoyim. The Briskerov waits much longer. So the Chazaynish said, the Rishoyim that were Mekusha to the Briskerov, they have his man. But the Rishoyim that are Mekusha to me, they have my man. So I want to push it off a little bit. And that's the reason, Taka, why there's a meaning saying, Bahu, Rachum, Yamarech. By the Bahu Rachum, This is 2 seconds more for the Rishayim, told the Baruch Hu. So, that's the Chesed, that's the Chesed of the Hu Racham, that's why we're married. Okay, now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. Va'alkein elechel de ben yovi gam lishtois. Therefore, you shouldn't. So the first day you held, you don't eat shalishudis after mincha because you're going to drink. Mincha tila. The second day you hold, so first you have a mincha. Dos elechel ad she yistalo. You're not allowed to eat. So Mamela Yimsam first saw the Shulchan Aruch. Let's forget about the Neshamas. Let's think about our Neshamas. That the deal is you're not allowed to eat a Suda before Mincha. So you have a Mincha first. But they Rishayin is really the Suda Ketan is Shari. That the Suda Ketan is Mutter before Mincha. Kamaish and Kosu Simana Islam at base. V'chei Noigim Lechatrile. So the Ramah says, the minig is, we eat shalashudis after mincha. V'mokim shekoshel elakayim hasuda lachem mincha. He has difficulties to eat shalashudis after mincha. Yochav olchadchil elakayim hasuda koydem mincha. Imu koydem zman mincha ktanem. V'ayin la'el b'simen reish lamed beiz mishnabur b'simen reish sad mishnabur. That means before mincha, if you don't have a problem of a suda ktana before mincha ktana, so it is a mut according to everyone. Hanahoris, svira lo ledeyizu, damadise b'medrish hanal, bein lishtois bein hashmoshes, haine davke b'shoise min hanahoris. Rak b'erev Shabbos, shemafol shemadi yise b'medrash, v'Shabbos bein hashmoshes, haynu bein hashmoshes shel leil Shabbos. Now, let's just see, there's a bir halacha, we'll see that's not like Tarizal, min hanahoris, v'osar afilu lehishlo madai yesu d'shlishi sheloi mikvar shokachama. That means the Ramah, this is talking about the hassle to drink in shalashudis. So there are more hell, there's no heter to drink in shalashudis. This is not like the Arizal. Okay, let us go further. Im nimshecho sudas haboiker ad shehigia zman haminche. That means minche gedayla is, let's say, a half an hour after Chatzos. He started eating before that, and the Suda is going Ad Shegiyas Man HaMincha. Now, though, let us just speak a little before we see the Menach, let us just see what the problem is. The problem is, we're afraid if he will continue his Suda now, so many after Zman Mincha, which theoretically is no problem, but there is, the stomach makes tricks on a person. That means, Kol Zman he's eating, he has an appetite and he's hungry and there's always place for more. And when he stops eating, so then he finds out that he's full to the gills and he can't eat anymore. So Mamele, there's a svarim, that means if he's eating now after Zman Mincha, we're afraid that if he'll continue eating, he will be unable to eat Shalashudis because he'll be full. So therefore, im nimshir sudas haboikat shegiya Zman HaMincha, so the Mechaber says, Yavsik Hasude, so stop here. You still have an appetite. Stop here. Bench. V'yivor b'chas ha-mozein. Bench. V'yitol yodov. To wash again. V'yivor b'chas ha-mozein. V'yisoid. That means now he's still in a matzim that he has an appetite, so he'll be able to eat sudah shlishis. V'nochein adovo. This is a good idea. You see, in my high eyes again, if you won't do this. My archer, Shenim Shechasudas Abunka, Adoise Shom, Oye Yochalechalacha Kachala Hilagasa. That means if he's still in the middle of eating, it's more than a half an hour after Chatzais, and he's going to finish the Suda, he still has the challenge in front of him, and then a dessert. So when it'll come the time to eat Shalashudas, he will be in Achila Gassas. So therefore, it's Kedai to stop here, bench, and then wash again, and the next Suda should be for Shalashudas. Hago, Zotterimo, Avol Misha Yoideya Shaevsho Lecho. He knows, listen, Geshmokim, he has place, he can finish his Suda. And when he'll come, Shalosh Sudas, he'll be able to take the Shalosh Sudas. He knows himself. Is then, it's Acher She Yisrael Minchin Natsibo. That means, he knows, the Ramo held we should eat Shalosh Sudas after Minchin. The Mechaber says, split the Suda now because you don't know what's going to be after Mincha. But if he does know what's going to be, he knows that he can finish the Suda and will be able to teach all the Shudas. So then, Avol Misha Yidei Shem Shalecha Achish Yisrael Mincha Matsuba Mayasa Suda Shlishis Kredim Mincha. Well, listen, but if he did what the Mechaber said, he should chayitze. But it would be preferable to do, to make Shal Shudas after Mincha. Vivorech Birchas HaMozein. The Kosvo Achoinim. Now, when you're splitting the Sudim, the Kosvo Achoinim, Sha'achakach Yotkum V'yelech Ma'at Bintayim, that you should, after you bench, you should walk a little bit. It shouldn't be, then you go wash right away until the Shaddai. You should make a little hefsek, walk a little bit. But those who don't walk and right after benching, they watch again. But they won't judge it. Now, I'd like to mention, it's kedai to know, there's a murdik Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan says, V'nira li boru. He should be a military shadol HaShulchan. This Indian, to walk a little bit after benching, Gazel lehida ba'alme. This is a hida, yeah, it's good. Yeah, you finish eating, you walk a little bit. Avol b'di'evid, afilu lehifsik ma'ap. There was no hefsik whatsoever. El miyad acha bichas hamozin not al yodov. He went, he finished bichas hamozin, and boom, after bichas hamozin, he's up to the Tullish Adayim. Gam ken yotso. Uma sha'omru da'have kesuda achas, he brings down over here. Zel l'shitas ha-taisvis. That's true. Taisvis holds like that. Aval anan kaimolon ke-harosh merabay d'maram Rutenberg. The kivin sha-oisem ishum suda gimul enka mishum marba be-brochis. It's not called a brochis. Ain't it tzriche. Again, I have a dilemma. I have to eat the suda shlishis, and if I don't split the suda, I'll be unable to. So, but others say something, this is very good, maybe in this case. But when we mentioned before, by Erev Pesach, Shechaliyas B'Shabbos, and others split the meal, there, it's a bechlal a machlokes of yoytze shalosh shudas. So here, it's not so kosher that it's not a brachah and it's rich. Listen, I have to make another suda because I for shalosh shudas. So let me tap you on the shoulder. What? the machlokes. It's a machlokes that we'll have later. So he wants to wash in order to be the Yireim Shita. Fine. The Yireim is a very choshim yid, but there are poiskim that hold you not yoyimse. So to say, well, it's even not a broche shein a tzricha because of the mitzvah of Shalosh Shudas, so we tap him on the shoulder, we tell him, Rabbi, it's not supposed to be the Shalosh Shudas, but the Yireim, you yoyimse. Not according to the Yireim, according to the Mechabi, you're not yoyimse. So then it's Taka Shaila of a broche shein a tzricha. So by Erev Pesach, one should Taka make sure to make a Ger Gehefsik in order that I mean, here we can rely on this Orach HaShulchan because it's not so poshut that you have to be mafsik to mechalek to sudadelo.